A Clarkston landscaper is on the road to recovery after a near-fatal incident, and WPB's Rachel Sun reports.
On July 6th, Brian McArcher was fixing to finish up a day of mountain biking. He had been riding down trails at Jug Mountain Ranch near McCall, Idaho.
I went with my 22-year-old son, Cade, and then Rennie Follett, who owns Follett's. They shuttle you up in a Hummer, and then you bomb down, so it's just up and down and up and down.
McArcher says there was one last run he wanted to try before the day ended.
I had kind of decided about 3 or 4 weeks before that I wasn't going to do any more black diamonds. And so the last run, I broke my promise to myself that I wasn't going to do it, and I decided to do it.
The three men descended the mountain, with McArcher going last. About 20 yards in, he hit a boulder and belatedly realized he didn't have enough speed to clear it as he flipped end over end.
It was like slow motion. Like I went, oh, here we go.
The flip landed McArcher on his back, and he hit his head on a rock. The landing left a crack in his full-face helmet and knocked him out. When he came to, McArcher says he was lying upside down on a hill, legs above him and head against a boulder. He couldn't move, and his vision was distorted.
It was all bright white lights, and the only way I can explain it is the original Superman movie way back in the day, where he comes into the big crystal palace and his crystals ever. And so I couldn't see, and I thought, well, I saw these just bright white crystals. Obviously, my brain was whacked.
McArcher says for a few minutes, he laid there, unable to move and unsure if he would survive.
So my mom died 2 years ago. When I realized I was paralyzed, I was like, okay. I was like, I just kind of had this epiphany that, you know, maybe I'm going to die.
Eventually, he called for help. Luckily, his companions, who were already down the trail, were able to hear his faint cries. Because of their location, emergency medical technicians had to get a ride from the guide driving a Hummer who had been shuttling the group up the mountain. With the help of McArcher's companions, EMTs managed to get McArcher onto a backboard and loaded onto the Hummer to get back down the hill before transferring him to the ambulance. From there, he was life-flighted to St. Alphonsus Hospital in Boise. McArcher would spend 4 days in the hospital's intensive care unit. When he arrived, he was entirely paralyzed on his left side. Over the next few days, feeling and mobility slowly returned. Doctors told him a bone spur in his neck had touched, but not broken, his spinal cord.
Didn't break it. If it had broke it, I'd have been quad.
Almost 2 months later, McArcher is up and walking, even visiting job sites for his landscaping business.
You know, I'm not grabbing a shovel. I'm super careful, you know, and so my customers are, what are you doing out here, you know?
If things keep going as they have, McArcher says, he expects to make a full recovery.
I'm very thankful for all the people that, oh my gosh, like my daughter, Ava, and my good friend, Brad Bramlett. It was overwhelming. It really was.
McArcher says he eventually wants to mountain bike and ski again, though his days of black diamonds are behind him. Reporting in Clarkston, Washington, I'm Rachel Sun.